Okay, the title board is back on the record. The Deputy Secretary of State, Suzanne Sard, has had to leave for now, so we have two members on the board, and we'll continue with Proposed Initiative 2017-18, number 134. Mr. Gruskin.
My name is Mark Gruskin. I'm appearing here before the board on behalf of the proponents who are in the audience and who have executed their affidavits.
Fantastic. So single subject and things, that looks to be about same as last time.
I would ask to adopt as much as possible the comments that I've made, and if the board is comfortable, the comments that you have made in connection with initiative number 133, and apply them to initiative 134.
All right. We will adopt both your comments and ours. And I think with that, I'll make a motion that the board finds that proposed initiative 2017-18, number 134, has a single subject and that we have jurisdiction to set a title.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Also, I'll make a second motion based on the language being very similar to 133, that although this measure amends the Colorado Constitution, it does so only by removing language. So I would move that the board find that for that reason, it requires only a 50% vote for approval.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, and now we're to the title drafting.
And Mr. Chair, I believe that the title that was drafted for number 133 works here as well. I would point out that the initiative 134 is slightly different in that it sets a cap at 5%, at 5% of the revenues generated, and we would ask that that factor, because it is a constraint on the department, be reflected as a central feature in the title.
Okay. Once our, well, I guess we can look at our other screen, at least I can, regardless of our technical difficulties, and figure out where to put that language if we're agreed that it should go in.
I believe that in your draft title, it comes very, very close to the end, right before the debruising language.
Okay.
And I think it would be, well, yes, before the debruising language. If it would be helpful, I have a proposed phraseology that you could use.
That would be fantastic. Thank you.
So the language that we would propose basically is just a slight revision of the language that the staff had used, and the phrase that would be inserted before the debruising language would state, allowing the department to use no more than 5% of the new revenue to pay expenses to administer the credit, tax credit.
I think we need to say the Department of Revenue. Oh, yeah. Stephen's on top of it.
I got up to 5%, but my memory failed me after that.
No more than 5%. Than instead of that.
Of the net revenue.
Of the new,
revenue, excuse me.
To pay expenses to administer the tax credit.
Okay. We usually capitalize departments and titles.
I think the staff draft had Department of Revenue capitalized. I will defer to the board on how they choose to handle that. and say if we don't necessarily capitalize Constitution, maybe Department of Revenue should be regular casing.
I think we do capitalize Constitution and Colorado Constitution and Colorado Revised Statutes.
I don't think
statutes.
We do here, though.
Apparently we did on this one.
All right. Well, it won't end the world either way. You all right with that, Mr. Roper? I'm going to read it into the record. The title, as we've amended it now, reads, State taxes shall be increased $1,850,700,000 annually by an amendment to the Colorado Constitution and a change to the Colorado Revised Statutes concerning an increased state income tax rate for non-corporate taxpayers on income over $500,000 and an expanded state earned income tax credit for individual taxpayers that partly offsets the tax increase, and in connection therewith, repealing the constitutional requirement that all income be taxed at one rate, increasing the state income tax rate from 4.63% to 11.8% on taxable income greater than $500,000 annually adjusted for inflation for individuals, estates, and trusts, allowing most individual taxpayers with incomes up to $70,000 annually adjusted for inflation to claim a tax credit of up to $2,000, allowing the tax credit to qualifying caregivers and students, allowing the Department of Revenue to use no more than 5% of the new revenue to pay expenses to administer the tax credit, and allowing the state to retain and spend all money from the tax increase as a voter-approved revenue change. Do we have a motion?
Yeah, I'll move that for proposed initiative 2017-18, number 134, that we set the title as it appears on the screen and as was read into the record.
All right, second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, our next one is initiative number 2718, number 135. Mr. Gruskin.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. My name is Mark Gruskin. I'm here appearing on behalf of the designated representatives of initiative number 135, both of whom are in the audience and have executed their affidavits.
Okay.
And I would ask to incorporate my comments from initiative number 133 as to this measure as well.
Yes, and for this one, and I think all future ones will incorporate everything from the ones before from both proponents and the board. Okay, so I guess we need a motion, or unless there's comment on single subject.
Not for me. So I'll go ahead and move that as to proposed initiative 2017-18, number 135, we find that the board has jurisdiction that it constitutes a single subject and the board has jurisdiction to set a title.
Second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. And then also probably should get a motion on the 50%.
Yeah. Did we do that on 134?
Yes.
Okay. So I also move.
I was the chair and did it.
I also move as to propose initiative 2017-18, number 135. We find that It only removes language from the Constitution and thus would only require a 50% vote.
Second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. And I believe on this one we can start as the base with the title from 134, and that the only change I think we need to make is to remove the language referencing eligible students, as they're not included in this one.
So although this one, 135, does not have the 5%.
Wait,
cap,
wait,
is that right?
Whoa. I think you want to reverse that, Stephen, because that the 5% cap is in
one.
This one.
Is in 135?
Yes.
Yes. subsection 7 of the new 3922-123.3 states okay. No more than 5%.
Yep, you're right. I was looking at the wrong one.
So what is on the board right now is number 135 is copied directly from 133. And what I'm in the process of doing right now is just copying that clause from 134 onto 135.
Okay.
So bear with me. I'll get that done.
Right. And then we just have to remove and students on line 10.
And did that affect the fiscal impact statement?
Well, that's interesting.
Point.
Does not look like it did. For 135, I'm seeing the same numbers. Oh, no, well.
Well, it won't because we didn't include the numbers for the offset. We only included the tax increase. So the rate, well, it's only rate increases that will affect the number in the blank.
So it would affect the net, but not the numbers that we put in.
Correct. Okay. So with that, much as I'm tempted to think I don't have to read this in again, do we think I have to read this in again? To be safe, as an inexperienced chair and for the people listening at home, all the hordes of them, I'll read the title as we've amended it and now appears on the screen, states as follows. State taxes shall be increased $1,850,700,000 annually by an amendment to the Colorado Constitution and a change to the Colorado Revised Statutes concerning an increased state income tax rate for non-corporate taxpayers on income over $500,000 and an expanded state earned income tax credit for individual taxpayers that partly offsets the tax increase and in connection therewith, repealing the constitutional requirement that all income be taxed at one rate, increasing the state income tax rate from 4.63% to 11.8% on taxable income greater than $500,000 annually adjusted for inflation for individuals, estates, and trusts, allowing most individual taxpayers with incomes up to $70,000 annually adjusted for inflation to claim a tax credit of up to $2,000, allowing the tax credit to qualifying caregivers, allowing the Department of Revenue to use no more than 5% of the new revenue to pay expenses to administer the tax credit, and allowing the state to retain and spend all money from the tax credit, tax increase, excuse me, as a voter-approved revenue change.
I move that as proposed initiative 2017-18 number 135, that we set title as it appears on at least one of the screens and as was read into the record.
Second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. That brings us to number 136. Mr. Gruskin.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mark Gruskin appearing on behalf of the proponents, both of whom are here and have executed their affidavits. As the board chair already pointed out, I'm incorporating all comments from all previous hearings into the hearing on initiative 136.
All right. And to be clear in understanding this proposed initiative, I believe this is identical to 133, except that increases the state income tax rate on individuals on estates and trust income over $300,000 to 9.87% rather than the prior $500,000 and 11.8%.
Exactly right.
Okay.
So I will move as to proposed initiative 2017-18, number 136. We find that it consists of a single subject and we have jurisdiction to set a title.
Second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Also move that as to that same initiative, we find that it only removes language from the Constitution and thus would only require a 50% vote.
Second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. So now we're to the title, and Steve, I believe on this one we would start with 133 as the base.
That is what is on the board.
Fantastic. So all we should need to do is on line 7 change 11.8% to 9.87%.
Just one moment, sorry. All right. 11.8% to, say again.
9.87%.
9.87%, does that change the revenue?
Yes, and the number on line 1 goes to $1,741,300,000. And then the 500,000, which is so the $500,000 number, yes, that becomes 300,000. And same change on line 8. Okay. So the title, as we've amended it for proposed initiative 2017-18, number 136, now reads as follows. State taxes shall be increased $1,741,300,000 annually by an amendment to the Colorado Constitution and a change to the Colorado Revised Statutes concerning an increased state income tax rate for non-corporate taxpayers on income over $300,000 and an expanded state earned income tax credit for individual taxpayers that partly offsets the tax increase. And in connection therewith, repealing the constitutional requirement that all income be taxed at one rate, increasing the state income tax rate from 4.63% to 9.87% on taxable income greater than $300,000, annually adjusted for inflation, for individuals, estates, and trusts, allowing most individual taxpayers with incomes up to $70,000, annually adjusted for inflation, to claim a tax credit of up to $2,000, allowing the tax credit to qualifying caregivers and students, and allowing the state to retain and spend all money from the tax increase as a voter-approved revenue change.
I move that for proposed initiative 2017-18, number 136, that we set the title as it appears on the screen and as was read into the record.
Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. So now we're up to number 137. Mr. Gruskin.
Chairman Mark Gruskin, on behalf of the designated representatives of initiative number 137, both of whom are in the audience and who have signed their affidavits.
Fantastic. And if I understand this one correctly, it's the same as number 134, except for the lower income threshold and tax rate from 136.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
So I, with as to proposed initiative 2017-18, number 137, I move that we find that it constitutes or consists of a single subject and that we have jurisdiction to set a title.
Second, all those in favor say aye.
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 I also move that we find that that same initiative only removes language from the Constitution and thus only requires a 50% vote.
Second, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right. So moving to the title. All right, so Steve, it looks like you put up 136 as the base. Is that correct?
I have not opened 137 yet, so that is why you're looking at 136.
Okay.
You guys are moving just a little bit faster than I am.
Sorry. So I don't know what's easier if we start with, I'd say let's start with 134, pull in 134, and then we'll change the rates. I think that's a little easier on doing the other.
So this is what you have right now for 134.
Yes.
And so we have to change this.
Yep.
Can you hear that number again?
Yes, please, if you have it.
1,741,300,000.
Then we're changing 500,000 to 300,000.
Correct.
And we're changing the rate to
9.87%.
And one more change to 300,000.
And is there anything else, or do we have it covered? Just making sure I'm not missing anything. So we have the 5% in there. We should have the students in there. Okay, so I think we're good. So the title, as we've amended and now appears on the screen, reads as follows. State taxes shall be increased $1,741,300,000 annually by an amendment to the Colorado Constitution and a change to the Colorado Revised Statutes concerning its increased state income tax rate for non-corporate taxpayers on income over $300,000 and an expanded state earned income tax credit for individual taxpayers that partly offsets the tax increase. And, in connection therewith, repealing the constitutional requirement that all income be taxed at one rate, increasing the state income tax rate from 4.63% to 9.87% on taxable income greater than $300,000, annually adjusted for inflation, for individuals, estates, and trusts, allowing most individual taxpayers with incomes up to $70,000 annually adjusted for inflation to claim a tax credit of up to $2,000, allowing the tax credit to qualifying caregivers and students, allowing the Department of Revenue to use no more than 5% of the new revenue to pay expenses to administer the tax credit, and allowing the state to retain and spend all money from the tax increase as a voter-approved revenue change.
I move that as the proposed initiative 2017-18 number 137, we set the title as it appears on the screen and as was read into the record.
Second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. That brings us to proposed initiative 2017-18 number 138. Mr. Gruskin.
Mr. Chairman, my name is Mark Gruskin. I represent the designated representatives of this initiative, both of whom are in the room and have executed their affidavits.
Fantastic. And if I understand this one correctly, it's identical to number 135, except for the fact that it has the lower tax, the lower threshold for the increased tax and a lower increased tax rate.
That's correct.
All right.
So I move for proposed initiative 2017-18 number 138. We find that it consists of a single subject and that we have jurisdiction to set a title.
Second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye. I move as to the same initiative, we find that it only removes language from the Constitution and thus requires just a 50% vote.
Second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. So to the title. All right, we'll just wait for that for a minute. You'll want to start with 135 for this one. All right, so again, we're just changing that number to
741,300,000.
Seven, and then the other 300,000.
Got students. You may need a space after the big number.
So this has a 5. The title, as we've amended it and now appears on the screen, states as follows. State taxes shall be increased $1,741,300,000 annually by an amendment to the Colorado Constitution and a change to the Colorado Revised Statutes concerning an increased state income tax rate for non-corporate taxpayers on income over $300,000 and an expanded state earned income tax credit for individual taxpayers that partly offsets the tax increase. And in connection therewith, repealing the constitutional requirement that all income be taxed at one rate, increasing the state income tax rate from 4.63% to 9.87% on taxable income greater than $300,000, annually adjusted for inflation, for individuals, estates, and trusts, allowing most individual taxpayers with incomes up to $70,000, annually adjusted for inflation, to claim a tax credit of up to $2,000, allowing the tax credit to qualifying caregivers, allowing the Department of Revenue to use no more than 5% of the new revenue to pay expenses to administer the tax credit, and allowing the state to retain and spend all money from the tax increase as a voter-approved revenue change.
I move that we set title for proposed initiative 2017-18, number 138, as it appears on the screen and was read into the record.
Okay, second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Right. I'm going to take 30 seconds to drink some water. Okay, and now we move to the second six initiatives, which, as I understand, are slightly different, although than the first six, although possibly not in a way that requires changes to the titles of significance. So, Mr. Gruskin, we're up to number 139.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mark Gruskin, on behalf of the two designated representatives, both of whom are here today and sitting in the audience after having executed their affidavits.
Thank you. All right, so tell us what's different about 139 than the ones we've dealt with previously.
Sure. So 139 differs from 133. It's 133 with these two changes. On page 2 of the initiative, what is debruced is all revenue for payment of the earned income tax credit and the administrative expenses. So it's a more limited debrucing, which would suggest that the final clause in the title might require some revision. The only other change, which you may want to utilize, I think I referred to earlier, is on page 4 of the initiative, subsection 7, which specifies that these monies must be used for the earned income tax credit as defined, such that, as well as, in this instance, payment of reasonable necessary expenses for administration.
Okay.
So those are the two changes between 133 and this one.
So just for help, when we get to title drafting phase, the effect of these two changes, if I understand it correctly, is to say that unless that the tax increase will generate however much money it does, any money generated by that tax increase that is not used for purposes of providing the earned income tax credit or administering that credit counts against the state's TABOR limits.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. I don't think that there are any likely single subject changes resulting from that. So do we have a motion?
Yeah, I move that for proposed initiative 2017-18, number 139, we find that it consists of a single subject and that we have jurisdiction to set a title.
Second, all those in favor say aye.
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 I'll also move for the same initiative. We find that it only removes language from the Constitution and thus requires just the 50% vote.
Second, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right, so moving on to the title. It sounds like we should start with 133 as our base then. Does that sound?
That's correct, yes.
So what appears on the board currently as number 139 is directly copied from number 133.
Okay.
And Mr. Chairman, if it would be helpful at all, I've got language that might address the TABOR issue.
That would be great. Thank you.
It's at the bottom of the page that I'm handing you. The provision to the TABOR clause, the debruising clause, that you used in number 133.
Okay. Mr. Roper, do you have any thoughts about the suggested addition?
I'm just looking at the measure. I think I'm comfortable with the language as Mr. Gruskin has it drafted.
Okay. Okay, I just want to quickly check one other thing. Verify nothing's changed in the numbers, and nothing has. Okay. Then the title, as we have amended it, now appears on the screen. for proposed initiative 2718 number 139 states as follows. State taxes shall be increased $1,850,700,000 annually by an amendment to the Colorado Constitution and a change to the Colorado Revised Statutes concerning an increased state income tax rate for non-corporate taxpayers and income over $500,000 and an expanded state earned income tax credit for individual taxpayers that partly offsets the tax increase. And, in connection therewith, repealing the constitutional requirement that all income be taxed at one rate. Increasing the state income tax rate from 4.63% to 11.8% on taxable income greater than $500,000, annually adjusted for inflation, for individuals, estates, and trusts. Allowing most individual taxpayers with incomes up to $70,000, annually adjusted for inflation, to claim a tax credit of up to $2,000. Allowing the tax credit to qualifying caregivers and students, and allowing the state to retain and spend all money from the tax increase to pay for the tax credit and related administrative costs as a voter-approved revenue change. Actually, and even though I read that in, I'm now suggesting one change, which is after increase on line 11, just saying used.
Mr. Gruskin, did you referenced the section 7 on page 4?
Mm-hmm.
Did you feel like that is an important piece to reference in the title? Specifically the requirement that it be used for the
right.
tax credit?
I think the effect of the two measures is precisely the same. We were, as I said earlier, explicit in this one, but I leave it to your expertise on this.
I think to me it's something that should be in here for the reason that we have an estimated, say, $550 million that the state's taking in that under the first set of measures is debruced regardless of what it's used for and regardless of the fact that General Assembly may feel bound to use it, that extra, to either, refund it or more likely increase the amount of these statutory earned income tax credits to try to balance it out. The measures don't actually say that. Here, it does say that the revenue counts against the Tabor cap unless it's used for purposes of this credit, which I think is important because the state will then sort of either be required to use it for this on a essentially no Tabor impact basis, leaving room under the cap for other things with other money or to refund it. So I would leave it in there.
So just so I understand, Mr. Roper, was your question that there be a reference to the fact that this money must be used? And I don't know if...
Oh,
do you I'm think sorry. That the inclusion of the reference to used Scalander does that, or is there another place that we need to address that, which we would be fine with, because it's a, as you pared it down, it's a short title, and we think that one more phrase isn't going to do anything. So,
okay.
But as to the specific language,
well, actually, I think there's an easier way to, a pretty easy way to do this, right. maybe, because if they use it. I was thinking of the other provision which saw is thrown. So if they use it for this purpose, it's all a voter-approved revenue change. None of it's subject to Tabor. So they must use it. So I think we just say, allowing the state to retain and spend all money from the tax increase only to pay for the tax credit and related administrative costs as a voter-approved revenue change.
Oh.
Because that's all they can use it for, then it is all Tabor exempt, as I understand the initiative.
Oh.
That work?
Yeah, I think it does.
All right. If the world at large is okay with it, and as the temporary chair, I'm going to decide that it is. I'm only going to read into this the newly amended last clause. The rest was as I read it before. The last clause will now read, and allowing the state to retain and spend all money from the tax increase only to pay for the tax credit and related administrative costs as a voter-approved revenue change.
I'll move that as to proposed initiative 2017-18, number 139, that we set the title as it appears on the screen and as was read into the record.
Second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. That brings us to 2017-18, number 140. Mr. Gruskin.
This is Mark Gruskin on behalf of the designated representatives of initiative number 140, both of whom are in the audience and have executed their affidavits.
Okay, and this proposed initiative is identical to 139, except that it limits the money that can be used for administration to no more than 5%. So I think it's the probably easiest base. Well, first we'll start with the jurisdictional motions.
Yeah, I'll move that as to proposed initiative 2017-18, number 140, that we find that it consists of a single subject and that we have jurisdiction to set a title.
Second, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye. I'll further move that as to the same initiative, we find that it only removes language from the Constitution and thus only requires a 50% vote.
Second, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay, so going to the title, probably easiest to use 139 as the base, I think.
You want to use 139 or 134?
Right. But and I think it's easier to pull the language from 134 than to do it the other way, although it's close.
So was the conclusion 134 or 139?
139. Doesn't really matter. So this is the 139 language now. So we just need to figure out where to put in that 5% from 134. If we can take a look at that one. And all right, that looks correct, I think. We're all good with that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then the title for number 2017-18, number 140, as we've amended it, now states as follows. State taxes shall be increased $1,850,700,000 annually by an amendment to the Colorado Constitution and a change to the Colorado Revised Statutes concerning an increased state income tax rate for non-corporate taxpayers and income over $500,000 and an expanded state earned income tax credit for individual taxpayers that partly offsets the tax increase. And in connection therewith, repealing the constitutional requirement that all income be taxed at one rate, increasing the state income tax rate from 4.63% to 11.8% on taxable income greater than $500,000 annually adjusted for inflation for individuals, estates, and trusts, allowing most individual taxpayers with incomes up to $70,000 annually adjusted for inflation to claim a tax credit of up to $2,000, allowing the tax credit to qualifying caregivers and students, allowing the Department of Revenue to use no more than 5% of the new revenue to pay expenses to administer the tax credit, and allowing the state to retain and spend all money from the tax increase only to pay for the tax credit and related administrative costs as a voter-approved revenue change.
I move that we set the title for proposed initiative 2017-18, number 140, as it appears on the screen and was read into the record.
Second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Right. We are now up to initiative 2017-18, number 141. Mr. Gruskin.
Mark Gruskin, on behalf of the designated representatives, both of them are in the audience and have executed their affidavits.
Excellent. And if I understand correctly, this one is identical to 140, except that it eliminates eligible students from those allowed to receive the credit.
Correct.
Okay.
So it does include the 5%?
Yes.
It does include the 5%. That's correct. Let me just...
Given our prior discussion, I'll move that for proposed initiative 2017-18, number 141, we find that it consists of a single subject and that we have jurisdiction to set a title.
Second. All those in favor say aye.
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 I further move that we find that it only removes language from the Constitution and thus only requires a 50% vote.
All those second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. So... Steve, when you get a chance, I think we use 140 as the base for this one.
Got that up. I'm looking for the students.
Right there.
Down towards the bottom.
Line 10.
All right, that should be the only change we need. So the title for 2017-18, number 141, as we've amended it, now states as follows. State taxes shall be increased $1,850,700,000 annually by an amendment to the Colorado Constitution and a change to the Colorado Revised Statutes concerning an increased state income tax rate for non-corporate taxpayers on income over $500,000 and an expanded state earned income tax credit for individual taxpayers that partly offsets the tax increase, and in connection therewith, repealing the constitutional requirement that all income be taxed at one rate, increasing the state income tax rate from 4.63% to 11.8% on taxable income greater than $500,000, annually adjusted for inflation, for individuals, estates, and trusts, allowing most individual taxpayers with incomes up to $70,000, annually adjusted for inflation, to claim a tax credit of up to $2,000, allowing the tax credit to qualifying caregivers, allowing the Department of Revenue to use no more than 5% of the new revenue to pay expenses to administer the tax credit, and allowing the state to retain and spend all money from the tax increase only to pay for the tax credit and related administrative costs as a voter-approved revenue change.
I move that we set the title for proposed initiative 2017-18, number 141, as it appears on the screen and was read into the record.
Second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Moving along, we're up to 2017-18, number 142, Mr. Gruskin.
Mr. Chairman, my name is Mark Gruskin. I represent both designated representatives. They are in the room and have executed their affidavits.
Fantastic. And as I understand it, this proposed initiative is identical to 139, except that it has the lower lower threshold to which the increased income tax rate applies and a lower increased rate.
That's correct. I'm just thinking 139. Yes. Yes. Sorry.
Okay.
Yes.
And based on the discussion we've had with the other similar amendments, I move that for proposed initiative 2017-18, number 142, we find that it consists of a single subject and we have jurisdiction to set a title.
Second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye. Further move that we find that this initiative only removes language from the Constitution and thus only requires a 50% vote.
Second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, so I think, is this the 139 base that's up, Steve?
This is the 139 base that you called for, correct?
Fantastic, thank you. Okay, so we're changing the rate, so we need to change the number.
So that first number again, Stephen, is 1 billion. $741 million. $300,000.
Okay, and then on line 4, 500 to 300. $9.87 million. I think we're good. Okay. So the title for PROS Initiative 2017-18 number 1142, right? 142, as we've amended it, states as follows. State taxes shall be decreased, State taxes shall be increased $1,741,300,000 annually by an amendment to the Colorado Constitution and a change to the Colorado revised statutes concerning an increased state income tax rate for non-corporate taxpayers on income over $300,000 and an expanded state earned income tax credit for individual taxpayers that partly offsets the tax increase, and in connection therewith, repealing the constitutional requirement that all income be taxed at one rate, increasing the state income tax rate from 4.63% to 9.87% on taxable income greater than $300,000 annually adjusted for inflation for individuals, estates, and trusts, allowing most individual taxpayers with incomes up to $70,000 annually adjusted for inflation to claim a tax credit of up to $2,000, allowing the tax credit to qualifying caregivers and students, and allowing the state to retain and spend all money from the tax increase only to pay for the tax credit and related administrative costs as a voter-approved revenue change.
I move that we set the title for proposed initiative 2017-18 number 142 as it appears on the screen and was read into the record.
Second, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, that brings us to initiative 2017-18 number 143. Mr. Gruskin.
Mark Gruskin on behalf of the designated representatives, both of whom are in the audience and executed their affidavits.
Great. And as if I understand this one correctly, it's identical to number 140, except that it has the 5% limitation on money that can be used for administration.
140. I think it's actually the same as 140, but has the lower percentage
and
number.
Does
have the 5%, but
right.
So did 140.
Got it. Yeah. Right. So 143 is identical to 140, except for the lower rates.
Correct. Right.
Okay. We'll make a motion.
Yes, thank you. I move for proposed initiative 2017-18 number 143. We find that it consists of a single subject and we have jurisdiction to set a title.
Second, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. I further move that we find that it only removes language from the Constitution and thus only requires a 50% vote.
Second, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. So I assume we now have the 140 base on the screen. So again, we just need to change the number to on line 1 to 1,741,000. $1,741,300,000.
$9.87 million.
Okay, so the title as amended by the board and now appears on the screen for initiative 2017-18 number 143 now states as follows. State taxes shall be increased $1,741,300,000 annually by an amendment to the Colorado Constitution and a change to the Colorado Revised Statutes concerning an increased state income tax rate for non-corporate taxpayers on income over $300,000 and an expanded state earned income tax credit for individual taxpayers that partly offsets the tax increase. And in connection therewith, repealing the constitutional requirement that all income be taxed at one rate, increasing the state income tax rate from 4.63% to 9.87% on taxable income greater than $300,000, annually adjusted for inflation, for individuals, estates, and trusts, allowing most individual taxpayers with incomes up to $70,000, annually adjusted for inflation, to claim a state to claim a tax credit of up to $2,000, allowing the tax credit to qualifying caregivers and students, allowing the Department of Revenue to use no more than 5% of the new revenue to pay expenses to administer the tax credit, and allowing the state to retain and spend all money from the tax increase only to pay for the tax credit and related administrative costs as a voter-approved revenue change.
I move that we set title for proposed initiative 2017-18, number 143, as it appears on the screen and was read into the record.
Second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. And we are now to our last proposed initiative of the day, 2017-18, number 144. Mr. Gruskin.
Mr. Chairman, Mark Gruskin, on behalf of the designated representatives, both of whom are in the room and have executed their affidavits.
All right. And as I understand, this one is identical to 141 except for the lower income threshold and lower increased tax rate.
Correct.
I think it's, I don't know what will be easier for Stephen. I think it's also the same as 143, but without the eligible student.
Correct.
Right. So whichever. But I'll do the jurisdictional motions. I'll move that we find for proposed initiative 2017-18, number 144, that it consists of a single subject and we have jurisdiction to set a title.
Second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye. Further move that we find that it only removes language from the Constitution and thus only requires a 50% vote.
Second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. All right.
So on the board, you have 143 without the eligible student language.
Fantastic. All right. In that case, the title for 2017-18, number 144, has been amended by the board, states as follows. State taxes shall be increased $1,741,300,000 annually by an amendment to the Colorado Constitution and a change to the Colorado Revised Statutes concerning an increased state income tax rate for non-corporate taxpayers on income over $300,000 and an expanded state earned income tax credit for individual taxpayers that partly offsets the tax increase, and in connection therewith, repealing the constitutional requirement that all income be taxed at one rate, increasing the state income tax rate from 4.63% to 9.87% on taxable income greater than $300,000, annually adjusted for inflation, for individuals, estates, and trusts, allowing most individual taxpayers with incomes up to $70,000, annually adjusted for inflation, to claim a tax credit of up to $2,000, allowing the tax credit to qualifying caregivers, allowing the Department of Revenue to use no more than 5% of the new revenue to pay expenses to administer the tax credit, and allowing the state to retain and spend all money from the tax increase only to pay for the tax credit and related administrative costs as a voter-approved revenue change.
I move that we set the title for proposed initiative 2017-18, number 144, as it appears on the screen and was read into the record.
Second, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, that concludes our actions on initiatives today.
Can I just make one comment for the record? Typically, Ms. Steyert, when she's chairing the board, also acknowledges that the title that you've just set will be used for the ballot title and submission clause, which was implied in your actions and probably in what Stephen has been changing. But I just wanted to make clear for the record that that was the intent of the board.
Yes, thank you very much. And we will reflect that that's the intent of the board for all 12 of these proposed initiatives concerning numbers 133 through 144.
Right. Thank you very much, members.
Thank you.
So just one housekeeping item. We're finished with the initiatives on the agenda. I did receive a request from council earlier last week to add an executive session to the board's agenda, but seeing as only two board members and no council are present in the room, I assume that that executive session will not be taking place today.
And I can tell you from my understanding that council had some travel difficulties and was unable to be here today, and so they are not planning on the executive session.
Okay.
All right, so there will be no executive session today. And with that, it's about 4:55 p.m. on the 21st of February, and we are adjourned.
No, we have to talk a lot more when she's not here.
Especially you.
See all those motions I...